25 years ago, in the year 2009, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration launched a top-secret mission that remains to this day highly controversial. Along with four highly trained American astronauts and two mostly sober Russian cosmonauts, NASA sent Lance Bass, a flamboyantly gay pop singer, into outer space. A highly turbulent mission left all aboard Space Shuttle Bicurious dead. Except for one. Lance Bass completed the mission for his country, for the world, and without suffering so much as a tummy ache. Within the year, intense scientific research revealed that sucking somehow makes the human body impervious to atmospheric decrease, as well as electromagnetic radiation and overall spacey stuff that is bad. Since that time, NASA officials, for safety reasons, have had no other choice but to send gay men and only gay men into outer space. These are their stories.
Gay in space!
May 24th, the year 2034. Houston, we've done it. We've landed on the moon. Toddy's about to set foot on it. Toddy, are you there? Come in, Toddy.
I'm here, Gavin. I'm about to descend on the moon's surface. Houston, if you can hear me, this is one small step for man and one giant sachet for mankind.
Hey! Space!
Houston, come in, please. Houston!
We're here for you, Fabulous. Space Shuttle Fabulous, do you read?
Houston, we have a problem. These moon boots are so 2030.
Yeah, Houston, and I'm cold. Could you beam me up a sweater or something?
Oh, and we're so out of sour apple pucker.
Hey! In space!
Jason, how's she holding together? Awesome. We good on fuel? Our Thanksgiving dinner's uncomfortable? Roger that. Okay, ladies, let's do it. Toddy, I'm setting our coordinates for Uranus.
Again? Why can't we go to Uranus?
We just did that last week.
Well, Gavin, we haven't gone to Uranus in a while. Sounds like we're heading there.
Roger that.
Hey! In space!
Houston? We are landing on Mars.
Excellent work, Fabulous. You've done it again, team. You've done your nation proud. Well, except for your being gay, of course.
Yeah, what's up with that? We risk life and limb for a country that still won't even let us marry. I mean, God, it's 2034. When's Orrin Hatch gonna die already?
Oh, yeah, Houston. We're exploring new worlds for Earth, and our welcoming parties always somehow held in Houston, f***ing Texas, the most homophobic goddamn place in the Western Hemisphere. Can't we move NASA to someplace a little more accepting? Like Baghdad?
I know it's not fair to you fellas, but hey, what do you say in exchange for our pretending we don't know you once you return? President Schwarzenegger takes you shoe shopping.
Roger that, Houston!
Gay in space!